listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Since 2009, the Pharmacy Podcast has been leading podcast publications as the insider voice of the pharmacy industry. Explore the profession and business of pharmacy through audio. Join us at pharmacypodcast.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or any of your favorite podcast directories. This podcast is not approved for CME credit. Every diabetes treatment plan is different. Individual results may vary. Nothing you hear on this podcast should be considered medical advice. All claims are supported by clinical evidence referenced in the show notes. For clinical study results, please refer to Dexcom G6 User Guide. For product-related questions, please refer to the instructions for use. For complete safety information, go to dexcom.com/safety-information. Smart devices are sold separately. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. Finger sticks required for diabetes treatment decisions if symptoms or expectations do not match readings. Data from collaborator devices and products may be verified by those collaborator devices and products. Users should confirm data and connections with their collaborator devices and products.
Welcome to Real Time Real Talk, a Dexcom podcast dedicated to pharmacists and other healthcare professionals on the front lines helping people thrive who live with diabetes. Dexcom is the leading developer of real-time continuous glucose monitoring, also known as RTCGM, and other digital technologies to better manage diabetes. Real-time CGM provides critical glycemic metrics for physicians, pharmacists, and diabetes specialists to act upon to help their patients live with as much freedom as possible. Dexcom empowers people to take control of diabetes through innovative continuous glucose monitoring. Real-time Real Talk is a proud member of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. For more information on all Dexcom technologies, products, and services, please visit Dexcom.com. That's DEXCOM.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Real Time Real Talk, a podcast by Dexcom, where we talk about all things continuous glucose monitoring, also known as CGM. I'm your host, Cher Pastore. On today's episode, we are going to be talking about Dexcom G6 and how it connects to other medical devices, such as insulin pumps or insulin pens. Our guests today are Matt Vogel and Jamie Klein. Both Matt and Jamie are employees of Dexcom. They are also users of Dexcom and have type 1 diabetes. I'm so thrilled to introduce our speakers. Jamie is a registered nurse and certified diabetes care and education specialist. She has been living with type 1 diabetes since 1988 and has been wearing Dexcom since 2010. Matt is the Senior Director of Strategic Partnerships at Dexcom, where he leads the commercial strategy for our connected systems. He has worked in the diabetes industry for 20 years and has had type 1 diabetes since high school and has been wearing Dexcom for many years. Welcome, Jamie. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you, Cher.
Thanks, Cher.
Right. Thank you guys for being here. So let's just get right into our questions and we'll start talking about Dexcom G6 and our connected systems. So Jamie, let's start with you. Jamie, I heard that integrated CGM or iCGM is what makes it possible for the Dexcom G6 to connect to other medical devices. Can you explain what iCGM is?
Absolutely. So iCGM is a class 2 CGM category with special controls. And what this means is it's a type of CGM system permitted to be used as part of an integrated system with other compatible medical devices. So because it's class 2, it's subject to device rigorous control criteria known as special controls. And these special controls provide reasonable assurance of device accuracy, safety, and effectiveness. So it's really the G6 that allows the connection to happen between the two devices and for those CGM numbers to have something happen within a different medical device.
Thank you, Jamie, for telling us what integrated CGM is. So Matt, what are some systems that connect to Dexcom G6?
Thanks, Cher. With Dexcom G6, we've really designed it to be the most connected CGM out there. And currently, Dexcom G6 connects to insulin pumps that drive automated insulin delivery. It will connect to connected insulin pens, and it also connects to over 62 digital health apps through our cloud-to-cloud or our API integrations.
Great. So I know we're going to get into a little bit later. We're going to talk a little bit more about what an API is and what some of the digital apps are. We're not going to talk about all 62. We'll just talk about a few. So we'll get into that in a little bit. Now, Matt, if you can tell us, what are some of the benefits of using connected systems?
Well, first of all, we want to provide people living with diabetes and providers choice. So want to provide options. So people are using Dexcom G6, want to give them choice and the freedom to use whichever insulin delivery system that they want or other digital health apps that they also want to share their glucose data there. So the first reason is choice. And the second benefit, we've seen with some of these automated insulin delivery systems with the pivotal trial or the clinical results, increased outcomes. So we've seen increased time in range with both the Tandem Control IQ system and the Omnipod 5 system. And we've also seen with some of our connected pen partnerships, seeing the insulin data plus CGM data all in one report leads to more informed treatment decisions and faster recommendations with the patient and the provider. So lots of different benefits of using these connected systems with Dexcom.
And Matt, I just wanted to say a little more on what you were talking about with choice, because as we both know, living with diabetes can feel hard sometimes, and having the choice to connect with different devices that meet the needs that take a little bit of that burden away is what I personally find so beneficial about having Dexcom connected to different devices and being able to meet my needs. And when I'm able to look at it and look back at trends and patterns in different apps that I may use with this to be able to see how I can best manage my diabetes.
Thanks, Jamie. Nope, you're totally right. And I know we'll get into this a bit later, but it is so nice to have these choices, because I didn't choose to get diabetes. I was diagnosed. So to be able to have some choices about how I do manage my diabetes is key as well. So totally agree.
And Jamie, so since you were talking about that, has it changed at all the way you interact with your healthcare provider? Are there any differences if you're on, say, an automated insulin delivery system for either them to see the data or help you manage your diabetes?
Yes. I mean, let's go back to 1988, where I was checking my blood sugar on a meter and it took 5 minutes to get one number. So I didn't even know what that meant, except for at that moment, I was that number. And now I have my Dexcom data in my app. I have the Clarity app and I have Tandem's app. So I have three apps, and then I have a share code shared with my clinic. So my endocrinologist can look at my data whenever I call in. There is no need for me to be on the phone with a nurse reading off, on April 21st at 12 p.m., my glucose was 250 or 180 in the morning or 97. And so it really takes away that burden of communicating what my glucose numbers are. And then with the Tandem app, that they can see not only what is being delivered and how the pump is adjusting my insulin doses based on my CGM glucose data.
Jamie, I love that. Well, thanks for sharing your story when you were first diagnosed. I smiled because I was diagnosed in 1991, so just a few years later. And I remember, you know, my healthcare team were so excited because I was one of the first to use the latest and greatest in glucose technology. And that meter took 45 seconds, but it took a hanging blood drop. You put it on a test strip, you saw quite a few flashes of light, and then 45 seconds later, you got a reading. And, you know, fast forward now, all I have to do is just a quick glance at my Garmin watch, and I see where my number is and where I'm going. And so while it's this is, I tell others that are just getting diagnosed or newly diagnosed, you know, managing diabetes is challenging and it stinks. However, right now, with where diabetes technology is, it's better than it's ever been and really provides lots of choices. And it's just, for me, it's much easier to manage my diabetes, you know, looking back than it was 30 years ago.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, when you think about, I just went to a conference for diabetes care and education specialists, and there was a whole hour and a half talk about diabetes technology because there's so much that's happening right now, and it's difficult to keep up with everything. And if you think back when we were diagnosed, I don't even know if they would talk about any technology, or maybe it took an hour to teach people how to do the 5-minute blood sugar test on a meter. But yeah. The technology these days is ever evolving and improving the lives, in my opinion, of people that are able to find technology beneficial.
Okay, great. So let's talk a little bit more about the specific technologies that we've been referring to. So Jamie, I think you mentioned that you're on Tandem Control IQ. Can you tell us, I guess, just a little bit about, you know, what Tandem Control is and maybe some of the features that you like about using that system?
Sure, absolutely. How long do I have to talk about this, Cher? Do you want to? I'm just kidding. I love this technology, so I could talk for a long time.
Oh, great. Go ahead.
Okay, so Control IQ is, I have an insulin pump, and this insulin pump has a touch screen. So for the first time, I'm able to just use it similar to a smartphone and touch to change the different information within my pump. So what the Control IQ technology does is it takes the glucose from the Dexcom G6 CGM, and it looks at those values 30 minutes of what they think is going to be happening 30 minutes from now. And then the insulin is adjusted accordingly. And it can be adjusted in something called the basal rate, which is kind of like the cruise control of an insulin pump. So it's a tiny bit of insulin that's given every few minutes. Let's say it equals one unit over an entire hour, that's spread out every 6 minutes. So the pump can increase how much I get every 6 minutes, or it can decrease how much I get every 6 minutes, or it can actually stop the basal rate on my insulin. And it, if it sees that I'm going to be low within that 30-minute time frame. The beauty of it is sometimes I look at my t-slim and I see the red lines that indicate that my basal rate has been turned off for a little bit of time, and it's automatically turned back on once my glucose starts going up again. So it's amazing. I remember I've been wearing this technology since it was authorized by the FDA, and I remember saying, "Oh, I feel kind of low," and I looked at my pump and I was able to see that my basal rate had been turned off for 30 minutes and I was already back into the 70 range, and I didn't even have to eat any sugar for the first time. So for me, that was life-changing. And the other beautiful thing is it is able to give small boluses once an hour. And a bolus is kind of like if you were to take an injection of insulin. So you can take that, it can give a small bolus to help if it predicts your glucose is going to go above 180. So for me, this has just been an experience. It wasn't like I set it and forget it. It still is not set it and forget it. I still input what my rates are. I still make adjustments from time to time. I'm not sure if Matt agrees, but you know, I kind of think of diabetes like the seasons. So when in the winter, I tend to need a little more insulin because I'm not quite as active as I am in the summer. So I do make some small changes and then let the technology take over from there. A few features that I really love about it is that there is a set target that it uses to do the algorithm that predicts and tells the pump how much insulin to give. And there are two settings that change that target. So if you choose to put it in the sleep mode, then it lowers the target range, but it does not give the automatic boluses once an hour that you get. It maintains glucose by adjusting the basal rates. And then if I were to put it in activity mode before I were to do any sort of exercise, then that raises the target. So the insulin that is given will be less aggressive than when I don't have it in that mode. So those are some different ways that I'm able to do that. And then if I can talk about some of the things I love about Dexcom G6, the urgent low soon alarm for me is one of the biggest things that has helped change my life. I'm a mom of two very active kids. And so me being able to get an alert that it's predicting my glucose will be less than 55 in the next 20 minutes and to eat some glucose so I don't have to get as low as I could have gone if I didn't get that alert. Or even sometimes I can prevent going low because I'm able to get some glucose soon enough in my body and just go on with my day and not interrupt playing football or trying to catch baseballs with my boys. So those are just a few of the things that I love. I'm pretty sure I could give you a whole hour talk about what I love about everything, but feel free to ask if there's anything else you want to know.
I totally identify with your story for the urgent low soon alert. I remember Dexcom G6 first launched when my son was born. And for those that have kiddos and have had those sleepless nights or on the 3-hour feeding schedule, I remember that having that alert just being so great because it would alert me if something was going to happen ahead of time. And so I would just grab if it did go off, take a look at how much insulin I had on board and grab a Gatorade or something. And so I was able to address the low before it got to be a problem. So that was great. In thinking about now, not having Dexcom, I couldn't imagine managing my diabetes without it. And that's just me personally, but that's a powerful statement coming from how long I've had diabetes.
I completely agree, Matt. I mean, even the 2-hour warm-up we have where you don't get readings during when you start a new sensor, I feel slightly lost during that time. I'm like, oh, so I, if I felt off, I would use a meter to check my blood sugar, but not knowing the direction and how quickly I'm changing in that direction, those arrows from my Dexcom G6. I mean, like you said, I can't imagine life without it.
So Jamie, I know you alluded to this before, but can you just reiterate, just because I think it's so important, I want our listeners to know. So what changes or what other changes have you experienced in your glycemic management by using Control-IQ and Dexcom G6?
Sure. One of the biggest is the overnight hours, because if you think about managing diabetes and glucose, those overnight hours are not affected by food, but during the day you have to factor that in. So I have had so many nights that I have a flat line. And if you're in the healthcare field, a flat line is never a good thing when you're talking about your patients. But when it comes to glucose, it is, if it's in target range. So the target range for most people with diabetes is 70 milligrams per deciliter to 180 milligrams per deciliter. I wake up most mornings around between 100 and 120. And it has been in that range for most of, if not all of the night that I had been sleeping. So to be able to wake up in the morning and start my day in range with a number that I like to see, the number that I'm not already having to bring down a high glucose by taking some insulin, has really been such a great way. I've slept better, not having the ups and downs, because many times at night I used to go to sleep and I would have to really think through, like, what activity did I do? How long ago had it been since I took insulin? Do I need to have a snack to make sure that I don't go low overnight? And now I don't have to do that. I rely on the Dexcom G6 working with my Control-IQ, and I'm very confident that it keeps me in range most nights. And if it doesn't, then that usually means there's something else going on in my body, because as we know, there's so many factors that can affect glucose that we have no control over, such as stress and lack of sleep and illness, things like that.
Matt, tell us what Omnipod 5 is, a little bit, of course, about what Omnipod 5 is and how is it different than maybe other systems you have used in the past?
Yeah, that's right. I can see my current Dexcom Value and Trendero, both on the G6 app as well as the Omnipod 5 app. What I'm finding is that I'm using the G6 app more frequently, just to see where I'm at, where my glucose number is, where I'm going, and then I'll use the Omnipod 5 app when it's time to do a meal bolus or check my insulin on board, or set it into an activity mode.
Okay, and let's just talk about, since Jamie talked a lot about Control IQ and kind of helping her keep her glucose in target, particularly during sleep hours, does the Omnipod work to help you keep your glucose numbers in a different target while you're sleeping?
I've set my target at 110 milligrams per deciliter. That's what my doctor recommended. And I've been on Omnipod 5 for a little over 2 months. So let's just call it 60 days. 59 of those days, I have woken up with my glucose in target range. So with my glucose starting in the hundreds. That's the first time that's happened to me in over 30 years of managing my diabetes. And like Jamie said, when I wake up in range, it sets me off. It starts the day in a much better place. And I feel like I'm sleeping better because my glucose is in range overnight. And it's interesting, after the first few nights, or the few days and nights that we're in Omnipod 5, I kind of made this analogy. It's like I'm on the clock during the day to manage my diabetes. So I'm giving meal boluses, I'm telling it when I'm exercising, and I'm in charge of the management. And then when it's time to go to bed, I just make sure glucose is in a target range or in a spot that I'm okay with. And then when I go to sleep, then I feel like Omnipod 5 is on the clock for me. So it's very much a teamwork with me and Omnipod 5 together. So I've been very, very impressed with that aspect of the system. Now, with the connected insulin pen, I'm still doing all the manual adjustments. So there is a bolus calculator on the InPen app. So I could use that to plug in my carbohydrates, plug in what my glucose value was at the time, and it'd spit out a recommendation, recommended dose, but I would still have to manually adjust that and then give that dose. And then once a day, take my injection of basal insulin. So everything was still very manual, where I was in charge 24/7. However, with the connected insulin pen, it was just so much easier to manage my diabetes, knowing how much insulin I had taken and when I took it. Because with a traditional insulin pen, unless I wrote down every single dose of when I took it, I didn't have an accurate record. So it was just really nice knowing how much insulin I took, and I could quickly look at the app to see that. And another thing that I really appreciated about the InPen app, and I'm seeing now on Omnipod 5, is the insulin on board value. So I set the duration of insulin action, so how long rapid acting insulin lasts in my body. And when I give a bolus, then it starts the countdown of that duration of insulin action. So having that plus my Dexcom CGM value, I can make a quick informed decision on my own. Like, am I in an okay place, or do I need to make a treatment decision based on what my glucose value is and how much IOB I've got? So even those two things are critical and just take a lot of the thinking away.
Agree. Insulin pumps have had that for years and years, but when a person was on multiple daily injections, that wasn't available, that insulin on board feature. And that really prevents insulin stacking and the chance of giving too much insulin due to a number you're seeing and not knowing how much insulin is still active in your body. So that's an excellent point.
So it sounds like, Jamie, that being able to see your GMI is helping alleviate some of the feelings you had of anxiety when you would see your endocrinologist.
Yeah, and I'm sure some of it comes with just being older and not in those days. But, you know, I want to do the best I can with diabetes. It's something that I don't want to have. I've having it at 34 years of my life. But I have decided that I'm going to live well with diabetes, and I'm going to do everything in my power to be able to manage the best I can. And so having those numbers as kind of a reference point with how am I doing and how am I managing things at this time really has changed my relationship with diabetes and how I feel about it. Because I think many times people can have guilt associated with diabetes with the numbers they see. And many times that's why people don't want to use a meter and check in the morning or the four times a day that they were recommended. And then I've seen those same people that I've worked with put on a Dexcom G6, and they are just overwhelmed and empowered with the information that they are seeing, because they're actually seeing when I eat these certain foods, I'm able to stay in my target range. But when I choose to eat something else, I don't. So maybe I'm going to decide to eat half of the amount of pizza that I normally like to have on Friday night and see if that keeps me in range. It really helps with those experiments and personalizing someone's journey with diabetes.
So Matt, I think you use both the Clarity app and the InPen app. So can you just explain to our listeners, what do you use the Clarity app for and what do you use the InPen app for?
When I used InPen, I used the InPen app to see in real time how much insulin I took and when I took it. There's also the bolus calculator, which I used occasionally. And using the widget on the InPen app, I could do a quick swipe on my phone's home screen, and it showed me my insulin on board. All of my insulin data would then go over into Clarity. And so I would use Clarity with my healthcare professional. So she and I would look at my glucose values along with my insulin data as well, just to kind of check in and see how I was doing and make recommendations after that.
Okay, great. Thank you for clarifying that for us. So we've talked a lot about diabetes technology, some of the products, how far we've come in diabetes technology. So we've talked about Tandem Control IQ, Omnipod 5, we've talked about the InPen. Now, Matt, let's transition over just a little bit to talking about just a few of the digital health apps. Matt, can you tell us what a digital health app is and which one or some of the ones that Dexcom G6 connects with?
Yeah, Dexcom G6 connects with over 60 digital health apps. Some are using a retrospective API, which means the glucose data is delayed by 3 hours. And others leverage our new real-time API, and that provides the glucose number and trend arrow in real time. I'm currently using a few digital health partner apps. First one is Garmin. So Garmin, I have my compatible smartwatch here and my Garmin Connect app. I have given consent to share my G6 data with the Garmin Connect app. And as long as I have both apps open and the cloud connection, I can see my Dexcom data on my watch, either while I'm talking to you now, Cher, or while I'm exercising. And so for me, it's just very convenient to see where my glucose value is and where it's heading in real time. A couple of our other digital health partner apps, SugarMate, which is a companion app that also uses our real-time API. One of the key features on that, I can enable that to make a phone call if my glucose value is below target. So it could call my wife or I could call another friend. And it's just another added peace of mind in case my glucose is out of target. And leveraging our retrospective API, we have Gluco. Gluco is a software platform for both people living with diabetes and providers to see I think they connect with over 100 other devices. So you can see your Dexcom data along with insulin data, activity and food all in one place. And others that leverage the retrospective API, Tidepool, OneDrop, Livongo, and like I mentioned, lots and lots of others. But for me, it just gives another way to see my Dexcom data along with other pieces of information all in one place.
Okay, great. And does the digital health app, or do some of the digital health apps, also provide a benefit for the healthcare professional if they were using one?
Yes, a few of our digital health partner apps are for people living with diabetes, and there's also a provider-facing software platform as well. So Gluco, Tidepool, those are two of our digital health partners that are leveraging, both have a patient and a provider-facing system. And a few of our other digital health partners also enable electronic medical record integration, or EMR integration. And so, quite a few of our partners do have that provider-facing side.
Great. And I think I remember when I was in practice, so some of the benefits of the digital health apps were, it could help me maybe with remote monitoring or remote digital coaching and things like that. And I know the Garmin has provided the secondary display device for you to see your glucose. Jamie, what would you say is the single most important takeaway for our listeners from our discussion today?
Sure, that's an excellent question. And I'm not sure I can give you a single most important, because I think that managing diabetes is a multifaceted approach to life. And as we discussed today, I think the main point I'd love for people to learn is that there are options and technology for managing diabetes, and by a person with diabetes working with their healthcare team to figure out what works best for them as a person living with diabetes, and a healthcare team supporting that person living with diabetes, is really the goal of helping everyone live their best life.
Matt, same question to you. What would you say is the single most important takeaway for our listeners to understand from our discussion today?
Well, I'd say just for me personally, and this is something that my diabetes team first told me when I was diagnosed as a teenager. And I found that if I've taken an active approach to managing my diabetes and working closely with my healthcare team, and my support system, friends and family, that's enabled me to pursue my dreams and my goals. And right now, there are so many great tools to manage diabetes, whether it's Dexcom G6, whether it's connected insulin pen or an automated insulin delivery system, digital health app, or a combination of some of those things. Lots of great tools out there to manage your diabetes. And encourage everyone to do their research and find the best tool that works for them along with their healthcare professional.
All right. That was a great discussion today. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Jamie. And thank you to all our listeners. And we look forward for you listening in next time on Real Time, Real Talk by Dexcom.